When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 962 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Thirsty Thursday. We are one day closer to the big game, and we got a lot to get to today, guys. I have a six-pack of sweats for you. I have four college basketball games. Put out two this morning and just added a couple more. And basically, these two that I've added are pretty good contrarian plays. Two of the most heavily bet games of the day with some sharp moves and value plays. So we'll hit on that. Also have an NBA total. Hopefully you bet it earlier today. It's been on the move a little bit, getting some CLV at this point. And then also an NHL total. That's right. Haven't sweat hockey here in a while, trying to be selective. Hadn't seen much that really caught my eye recently, but there's a total that flipped dog to fave in one direction. So let's see if we can cash this total here on a big episode 962 of the Market Insights Pod. Now, if it sounds a little different, that's because I'm coming to you live from the Westgate. That's right, the Superbook. Posted up. I was able to come back and cash a ticket on Prairie View from the other night. Had to walk over here because luckily Westgate has added game extra games, but cashed my ticket, put in a few more bets, and I'm actually going over to Bar Canada to do sharp money here in a bit. And I figured, hey, it's on my way, might as well cash a ticket and see if I can record the pod here amongst the people at the book. And it's pretty nice. I'm actually at the race, kind of not the sports book. It's all one area, but if you've never been to the Westgate, it's fantastic. They got the Lazy Boys, but now if you want to do some work and kind of get some privacy, you can post up here by the race section of the book. I got a nice table. I got a nice chair here, little cubicle, and I am coming to you live from the book. So maybe you'll hear, some slot machines and some noises here. And that's because we are officially at the Westgate. So it's great to be here. So anyway, guys, looking toward last night, 3-2, but was pretty much dead even right down the middle, like minus 0.1 units, basically a wash here. We had a great hit with Stetson. Stetson was down big and came back and had a furious comeback in the second half. So it's nice to see Stetson come through. We added Xavier later in the day, which again, the importance of money lining versus going spread, because Xavier ended up winning by three. Why was that important? Well, they were minus 3 or 3.5. So money line, you win, spread, you lost or pushed. That's why we money line short favorites. The Warriors were great. Didn't really have to sweat that one at all. They came through. So we've been having a good angle there with that road favorite system match last few days. And the frustrating ones were IPFW, Purdue Fort Wayne. They had a big lead at half and just blew it there late, so that one was annoying. And then Stanford late night. Again, I feel like the last two times or three times I bet Stanford, like, it's funny. Like, Butler, you know, I don't want to jinx it, knock on wood. I feel like Butler's covered three straight bets for us. I feel like Stanford may have lost two straight or even three straight. Stanford is on the no-bet list, so sadly they couldn't come through late night against UCLA. But anyway, guys, turning the page toward today, six-pack of sweats, as I mentioned. Of course, a little bit of housekeeping. So I always want to mention it. If you haven't done it yet, go sign up for the VSiN Daily Newsletter. All you got to do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit. Then every single morning moving forward, you're going to get that daily email from us, from my guy, Bill Adi, which is jam-packed with a lot of great insights, especially obviously being Super Bowl week, updates each day on the big game. And then, of course, we're going to give you links to all of our pods, promos for legal sports books, all included in that daily newsletter. Then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, I'd highly recommend signing up and giving VSiN a shot this week in particular, because you're going to get everything we offer and you can test us out for our Super Bowl, because it's the Super Bowl. So you can get best bet picks, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles behind the paywall, the DraftKings percentages, all included when you sign up VSiN.com/subscribe. Then, of course, lastly, get on social media, give us a follow at VSiN Live, as well as you can follow me at Josh_insights. And I'm having a pretty fun day. I woke up early this morning, guys, went to Radio Row. I had a great conversation. I interviewed Johnny Avello, which will be a feature. Johnny Avello is the head odds maker of DraftKings, and I asked him some interesting questions. He had some really good answers. So that'll air on The Sweat this weekend, which I'll be doing live from Circa on Saturday and Sunday alongside my buddy Steve Buchanan. And then also did some other filming for DraftKings, and it was funny. I was getting ready to do my hit, and I'm sitting on the couch, and you know who's next to me? The crack man, Bill Krakenberger. And I got to tell you, Bill Krakenberger, I followed him on Twitter and kind of, you know, here and there talked to him like online. Really hadn't ever hung out with him in person. What a great guy Bill Krakenberger is. We're talking betting, talking Sopranos, a great guy. Bill, if you're listening, you probably don't. You're a wise guy. You don't need this Market Insights pod. Maybe you do. Maybe enjoy listening. Who knows? But shout out to Bill Krakenberger. One of the greatest parts about being here, guys, is meeting people. People that maybe you know on Twitter or you don't, but you've never actually met in person. And some people not quite as good as you think they're going to be in person, but other people really just fantastic, including Bill Krakenberger. So, Bill, I really enjoyed our conversation earlier and got to pick your brain. That was a lot of fun. But anyway, guys, let's dive into our sweats here. I want to start off with some college basketball. As I mentioned, got four sweats for you. So let's start off with an added game, extra game, sharp line move. You guys know the deal here. Every time we have these tiny little low bet games, look for sharp line moves. Stetson came through in this spot yesterday. And today, going to root for Binghamton. That's right, America East, Alabama at Binghamton. This is game 306-527, 306-528. I had to come to the Superbook to bet this one because Resorts World does not have added game extra games. But anyway, good sharp move here toward Binghamton. Binghamton opened as low as a one-point home favorite. We've seen them get bet up all the way now to -3. I think they even might have touched 3.5 at one point. So it's been all one-sided movement in favor of Binghamton. Very important here because, of course, public doesn't care about this game. It's not sexy. They can't even find it on their app. And again, if your public, like for example, would be I'm staying at Resorts World, public can't even bet on this game. It's not even available. So, you know, you got to put in some work to be able to bet these games, know about them, cap them, and then, of course, look for sharp line moves and then find a book that's offering the number. So anyway, good move to Binghamton, -1 up to -3. Great bet split here on the money line, 58% of money line bets, but 83% of money line dollars. So really good low bets, higher dollars bet split. KenPom has Binghamton winning, but just by 1 point. So that's why I'm going to go money line here. I got Binghamton a little bit earlier today at around -150. Still available, -150, -155. I'm going to bank on the defense of Binghamton. They're only giving up 72 a game versus 79 for Albany. Better field goal percentage, 46% versus 45%. And better rebounding, 38 boards a game versus 37 per game. And then, of course, home road, Binghamton, 7-2 at home. Albany, just 4-8 on the road. So I'm going to bank on Binghamton here. Albany also in a bit of a tailspin. They've lost 5 of their last 6. So give me Binghamton on the money line. Shop around. I got Binghamton at -150. Keep on cruising. This is one that I just added because I've been staring at it all day and it dropped a little bit. And I said, hey, might as well grab it now before it goes to a pick 'em. But I'm talking about Iowa and Penn State. Give me Penn State here, guys. Good move here toward Penn State. Iowa opened as a 1.5 point road favorite. We've seen this line get down to basically 1. Shop around. You might still be able to find Penn State at +1.5, but kind of just looks a little kind of too good to be true for Iowa. You know, team with a better record, short number on the road, yet it's starting to fall a little bit. I'll give you an example of a game yesterday that was very similar to this. If you remember the Providence game, Providence actually was kind of in the same exact spot. It was an epic game. It went to overtime, but Creighton was like -2. It pretty much stayed 2 and even dipped down. I thought maybe one book went to 1.5, but Providence got it done there at home. In overtime. So maybe you got to sweat and go to overtime, but either way, whatever it takes to win. But I like this angle to take the points here. Not only is the line moving toward Penn State, +1.5 down to +1, but a pretty good bet split. It's basically 50-50 down the middle with the spread bets, but 63% of spread dollars are going with Penn State, and that jives with the move, +1.5 down to 1. Now, there's a really important player on Penn State here who's banged up. Kanye Clary, one of their star players. He missed the last couple of games, but Penn State's actually won a couple here without him. So maybe their depth has been a bit improved by missing him, but obviously we want him to play tonight. So maybe the fact that it fell 1.5 to 1 means that he will play. Either way, I'm going to take the one, shop around, see if we can get a 1.5 here. But what I like about this one, aside from the bet split and the line move, KenPom has him losing by one. So obviously it's right on the number at this point. But there's a good home road advantage here. Penn State is 8-3 at home. Iowa is just 2-5 on the road. And we all know Iowa, they're a fast-paced team. They score a bunch. They're obviously the better offensive team. But Penn State really hopefully going to bank on their defense here. They are 119 in the country in defensive efficiency, and Iowa is 130. So this one just kind of jumped out to me as Iowa opening. I'm not going to say a trap game because there's no such thing as a trap game. It's just your perception, the public perception of a line that feels like it's a trap. But it does feel trappy, basically, that Iowa is such a short favorite on the road, and yet it's falling toward Penn State. So I'm going to take Penn State here. Again, shop around if you can get a 1.5. If not, I'll take the plus one. But this would also be a good angle here. I have a system here, a short conference home dog. So if you're a short conference home dog, it's nothing crazy, but it's almost 54% against the spread here over the past couple of years. So conference dog, line move in their favor. I'm going Penn State here with a good bet split, better defensive efficiency, home road advantages. Hopefully Clary will play their star player. So officially I'll call it Penn State plus one. But again, you may be able to find a plus 1.5 out there. See if you can find it. Keep on cruising. Another game here. Mentioned this one earlier today. Tarleton State at Utah Valley. It's not an add-to-game extra game, but it's a tiny little game. But it's got a pretty good line move here toward Utah Valley. I'm going to go Utah Valley. I bet this one earlier today. Utah Valley on the money line around minus 160. Utah Valley opened around -2.5. We saw Utah Valley get bet up to 3. What's really important here to me is it's very fishy. Like Tarleton State is 15-7, and they've won 3 straight. Utah Valley is 9-13 and they've dropped 3 straight. So why is Utah Valley favorite? Why did they open as a favorite and become more of a favorite? -2.5 up to -3. Seems fishy, right? Like, shouldn't this be a pick 'em game? Shouldn't this, you know, be Tarleton State favored with a better record and playing better as of late? I'm going to embrace that fishy side every time. So the fact that we've gone further toward Utah Valley, even though it kind of doesn't make any sense, well, give me the side that doesn't make sense. Utah Valley is only getting half the tickets, but 81% of the money. So basically the public's undecided, but yet you're getting the sharper wagers here on Utah Valley. Utah Valley has the better defense. They rank 102 in defensive efficiency versus 174 for Tarleton State. KenPom does have Utah Valley winning by 2 points. So again, I'm going to protect myself and go money line here around -160-ish. Also home road, Tarleton State 5-5 on the road, but Utah Valley 7-2 at home. And also home favorites, they're 24-8. 75% straight up in WAC conference play. So kind of fishy. Why is Utah Valley worst record? Not playing very well as of late, yet they're favored and they become more of a favorite. I got to go with this fishy side, guys. Shop around Utah Valley. Now looking at around a money line price of around -160. Then last bet for you. This one to me is a pretty good line freeze and a value play. I'm going with Utah, the Utes. I'm going with the Utes plus 5.5. They're at home against Arizona. This game opened pretty much Arizona listed around a 5.5 point favorite. The line really has not moved at all, and that's important because the public's on Arizona. Arizona's ranked top 10. Utah is unranked. So currently you're getting a little less than 60% of bets on Arizona. But again, Arizona opened laying 5.5. They've stayed 5.5. Why hasn't this gone up to -6, -7? Tells me there's some liability here on Utah plus the points. Utah's only getting 40% of bets, but 60% of spread dollars, and also a pretty good KenPom edge. KenPom has Utah losing by 4. So if we're getting a 5.5 and KenPom's got a 4-point game, you know, this reminds me of Butler the other day. Remember against UConn, he had him losing by 13. We were getting a 15. It's that sort of KenPom edge here that would match with Utah. Obviously, it's a big game for Utah, kind of on the bubble. Arizona, you know, they're going to make the tournament here, the big dance. So it means a lot to Utah. It's also a revenge game. Utah got blown out by Arizona 92-73 earlier this year. So probably want to, you know, enact some revenge here in this spot tonight. And also Utah has been great at home. Utah is 12-0 at home this year. Zona is just 3-3 on the road. And you'd also match that unranked versus ranked system play here. The unranked team versus the ranked team by low. It's around 55% against the spread over the last few seasons. It's also the most heavily bet game of the night. One of the top contrarian plays of the night. and kind of, I keep referencing Baylor because that was kind of all of our system matches converging there, but a dog who can score, you know, a dog that can put up points, either keep pace or backdoor cover. We have Utah averaging nearly 80 points per game. So I'm going to take the points here, guys. I'm going to go Utah plus 5.5. So give me Utah plus 5.5, Penn State plus 1. It'd be great if you can find the 1.5 with Penn State, if you can shop around and find it. And then Binghamton and Utah Valley, all money line bets. Keep on cruising. A couple more bets for you guys. And then I got to catch an Uber and get to Bar Canada and meet up with my buddy Dustin Sweetelson and Amal. And I wish Patrick Maher was here, but I couldn't twist his arm to get out to Vegas. I don't blame him. But anyway, NBA bet here from earlier today. Made this one on the Market Insights pod. Hopefully you got it. Got the over 216 between the Bulls and the Grizzlies. And now it's up to 217. So again, a little bit of closing line value. Great sign that this line continues to move in our favor. But a lot of reasons to like this over. Really, was the first one was the steam move to the over. Because we saw this total open as low as 213. It got bet up to 216. And not only was it kind of moving just from the opener to 216, but I noticed the juice was leaning over. And exactly what I thought, it continued to rise. So, you know, part of morning bets for me is always, you know, trying to highlight sharp games, trying to, you know, mention games, give, you know, pick winners, obviously. But a part of it is also trying to beat closing lines, trying to anticipate which direction a line might move and saying, hey, there's value here to bet it now. And then hopefully by later in the day, you know, you get some closing line value. So that's what we have seen here with this Bulls Grizzlies over. Now, around 80% of bets, but 90% of money is going with this over. So kind of further evidence of the bigger, sharper wagers in favor of the over. Also have some system matches here, non-conference overs that rise. So non-conference games, you know, Bulls from the East, Minnesota in the West, which doesn't make sense because Minnesota's on the East Coast. But anyway, non-conference, you don't match up very often. So when you don't really know your opponent, it's a benefit. So you hear that? They're calling for the Texas Hold'em tournament here. So that's what you hear when you're in the book at the Westgate. But anyway, non-conference, don't really match up very well. Don't know your opponent, lack of familiarity. Really benefits the offense over the defense. But in particular, if you're a non-conference total, which the total rises at least a half point, so non-conference matchup total goes up, that system is 65-45, 59% this year, 13% ROI. Then also have a system low total over. When the total is 217 or less, the over is 28-22, 56% this year. So I'm taking a shot on that over. I got Grizzlies Bulls over 216 this morning. Now you're looking at a 217. Then last bet for you. I told you we finally got a hockey game here. There's the break for the All-Star break and trying to pick our spots, but found one that really caught my eye. Calgary Flames, New Jersey Devils. Give me the over 6.5. Now, we've seen a lot of times juiced up overs, you know, 6.5 over minus 120, minus 130. But it's not often that you see a juice flip in a dog to favorite situation. So what I mean by that is this Calgary Devils game, the total open at 6.5 under minus 115, minus 120. Now it's 6.5 over minus 115, minus 120. So we've, even though the total has stayed 6.5, dig a little bit deeper, that juice has completely flipped to juiced up painted under to now juiced up painted over. So it tells me that throughout the day, you've had a lot of over money come in to cause that juice flip. I love the bet splits here. Only 48% bets, but 79% of the money is going on this Calgary Devils over. And really, I'm banking on hopefully both teams to score. And I always make the joke that, hey, if you have an over 6.5, you'd love to see a 3-3 game sometime in the second or third period because you know you're guaranteed a fourth goal or a seventh goal in that case. But anyway, Devils are really the team I'm banking on here. They are one of the best over teams in hockey. They are 29-18 to the over. That's the fourth best in the NHL. And when they're at home, they're 15-8 to the over. So not only are they a good over team, but really at home, they score a lot, give up a lot. They're averaging 3.46 goals per game. That's the fifth most in hockey. But also, they're giving up 3.54 goals per game. That's the fourth most in hockey. Devils are a 25% power play percentage. So, you know, hopefully you can score some goals here with special teams. Flames, not a huge over team, but they are profitable to the over, 26-23. And it's looking like it's going to be Markstrom against Vanecek. Now, Markstrom has been good this year, 2.55 goals against, 913 save percentage. But Vanecek, 3.23 goals against, 888 save percentage. Also, it's a relatively short favorite number for the Devils. They're only around minus 135. So, you know, we talk about basketball wanting to go over in a short spread. Could be competitive back and forth, overtime, who knows. Same thing with hockey here. This is a relatively small favorite price for the Devils, just minus 135. Flip side, it's Calgary, like plus 115, plus 120. But the important thing here is maybe it's competitive. Maybe you do get overtime. So kind of a shorter money line price to a hopefully a back and forth game. So it's been a while since we had a hockey sweat. I'm going with Calgary and the Devils over 6.5 goals. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily or VSiN Market Insights Pod episode 962. Again, hadn't really seen many updates here in the NFL for the Super Bowl. It's still minus two San Fran. It's still 47.5. Although I was talking to Johnny Avello, he thinks this might get up to 48. A couple of shops are juiced up a little bit here. So if you do like the over, maybe you want to get it now. If you like the under, you may want to wait. And then also, I was talking to Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. Again, great guy. It was really fun to talk to him. But I couldn't really get much out of him. He was leaning more toward prop bets. So again, I just kind of the point being that, you know, wise guys, you know, they're not like, I got to bet the side, the total. The prop bets are where it's at. So I think it's just depending upon your approach to the game. But either way, guys, we're one day closer, but probably going to see some movement. I can tell you this from Radio Row and being in the hotel. It's getting bigger each day here in Vegas. It's getting more crowded, more popular. So kind of the madness is about to ensue and probably a lot of public bets. Again, we'll go over and it might be with us on Kansas City. But again, I'm going down with the ship with the Chiefs as a dog, Super Bowl dogs in the Mahomes system match. So not too many updates, but again, maybe tomorrow we'll see some line movement. But that about does it, guys. A reminder, if you enjoy the pod, if the pod has helped you at all in your sports betting journey to become a sharper better, obviously, I want every play we talk about to win, but sports betting's hard. I think the first thing, if you don't have realistic expectations, you may get frustrated, but you just got to keep grinding if you're ever disappointed. Because remember, this is difficult. You got to be a special breed to grind sports every day. But anyway, if the pod has helped you at all along in your sports betting journey, you want to let me know you appreciate the hard work that I put in. You're enjoying the discussions of breaking down games based on data versus, you know, opinion. Then go buy my book. Make me happy. Go to Amazon.com. Type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, all located in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun, down in Connecticut at the Encore in Boston or Plain Ridge Park Casino, or I've been hanging out at the Encore here in Vegas, which is pretty fun, or out at the South Point, Sweat and Sharpkin Train plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa. Whether I bump into you at the Westgate or at the Tropicana or at Resorts World or wherever it may be, I'm going to stop by Treasure Island here in a bit. You're going to walk up to me. You're going to show me some tickets from last night. Stetson, Xavier, the Warriors. Whatever you do, don't show me that IPFW. That one is frustrating. But guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book. Sweat Sharp Contrarian plays all night long. So there we have it. First ever pod coming from the Westgate. Hope it was decent audio. Maybe you got a feel. Maybe you closed your eyes and felt like you were at the book here and you can live vicariously through me. But either way, guys, hope you have a great day. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. But we are playing a long game. Always remember that. And the long game is against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet. Avoid parlays, get some CLV. If we can do that, we're going to be successful sports bettors. So enjoy the sweats, everyone. One day closer to the big game, and hopefully we can cash some tickets tonight. So as the wise man of Beeson likes to say, the legend, Mr. Brent Musburger, cashing tickets is what it's all about. Good luck, everybody. Have a great Thursday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.